Hello and welcome back to the Dobbies podcast. It's Daisy Payne here, TV gardener and presenter, and I am absolutely delighted to be joined today by Dobbies horticultural director Marcus Isles to have a chat about everyone's favourite topic. It's Christmas trees. Hello, Marcus.
Hi, Daisy. It's great to be back, and what a fantastic topic to be talking about this time of year.
Absolutely. And we're going to be chatting about how Dobbies, the Christmas trees are from environmentally managed plantations across Scotland. So can't wait to hear about that. And we're also going to be talking about how you can make some sustainable choices after Christmas, which I think is going to be really important. And you might learn something new. So with December fast approaching, first of all, I've got to ask Marcus, what is your favourite Christmas tree?
Well, I have a few choices, really, because it depends on what you're doing with your trees, whether you want something at the front door or whether you've got something that you want in a porch or something as the main feature in your living room where you've got all your presents underneath, or even something that can go outside. So people are decorating trees outside on a patio, etc. So lots of different choices there, and we've got something for everybody.
Well, that's good news. So Christmas is going to be upon us. We're literally going to blink and it'll be here. I know it. And it's already started to get cooler. So can you talk to us about the types of Christmas trees and all the different varieties?
So the top seller is really the Nordman fir. So this has become really popular over the last few years. It's a very luxuriant tree. It's got lovely soft needles, and it is really resistant to needle drop. So if you look after the tree, it will drop very few needles. So it has become the nation's favourite. And we have various different shapes and sizes. Now, these trees can be really big and they can literally take over. I've seen people that have had to bring their tree back because they realise when they put it in the room, they can't get into the room with all the family. So, so we do some different shapes and sizes. We have a slim grade as well, which has been really popular. So really nice tree, but narrower at the base so that you can actually get it into the house. We have the premium ones, which are really thick and luxuriant. And we've got those starting at $19.99. So the starter size is a really good value tree as well.
Oh, that's so affordable, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and I think that is key at this time. If you want a nice tree for a smaller space, you know, and you can always raise it up on a little bit of a platform as well, so that sort of, you can then have space to put all your presents around. So for $19.99, it's a really good offer. Also, we've got the pot-grown trees. So those have become increasingly popular. We used to do potted, and a lot of retailers will sell potted trees. So that means they've been grown in a field, dug up and stuck into a pot. Now, they aren't guaranteed to survive. Very unlikely they will survive because most of the roots have been taken off. But all our trees are pot-grown. So they will survive if they're looked after. And that's a great sustainable message to be putting out there. And people can put them out in the garden during the summer and then bring them back in future years. Or you can plant them in the garden and then watch them grow. Just be careful because they will produce a very large tree. So you've got to have a good sized garden. But you can trim them and keep them in good a good size as well.
That's a lovely one for people to be able to think, oh, I can, you know, you don't have to bin it necessarily. You can give it a life after Christmas, which is great news. I actually had one of the slim Christmas trees last year from Dobbies. Fantastic, because I haven't got that much space but really wanted a real tree, so can definitely vouch for those. I think another tip really before you're going out to buy is to also do a bit of measuring up, because you always get there and you get carried away with Christmas spirit, and as you say, end up going far too ambitious in sizing, because you get out there and you start looking at all the trees and you think, oh, that'll fit. Never does. So to save the drama of having to go back, I think a little measuring up might be,
or getting your secateurs out and having to lock the top off because you can't fit it in the room.
Oh yeah, trying to get it through the patio doors at the back or something. So it will fit. So talk to us a little bit. I think people are increasingly, I know I am, getting more interested in where things come from, whatever it is I'm buying. So particularly this year, with sustainability in mind, where do Dobby's real Christmas trees come from?
We have stores right across the UK, of course, and we have quite a few stores in Scotland. So we've built up over the years a very long-standing relationship with the Scottish plantations up here. And the trees are superb. A lot of retailers in the UK will import trees from other countries. But we've always put this focus on Scottish trees. And they're right up near Inverness, so right up in the Highlands. And it's amazing to go up there. It's to do with the soil condition up there and also the prevailing temperatures. You can't grow them in warmer regions further south. So there's just the ideal conditions. And these are plantations. So it's a crop like growing any other crop. Corn or wheat or whatever, which is on an annual cycle across Christmas trees, grow over a 10-year period. So it's a longer growing cycle. And they need to be, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old before they start to be harvested. And then a field will be harvested over a 3 or 4 year period. And then it's replanted afterwards. So there is always this sort of circle of new production coming through. So it's a fascinating process to go and see, and amazing the locations where these are grown up in the Highlands.
So the trees that we have in our houses this Christmas, they're about 8 years old. What a lovely thought that is, to know that they grow on that cycle. This is stuff that people probably don't necessarily know about. And also great to hear that they are, you know, they're UK trees. Like you say, so many people are bringing them off. All those air miles, you know, it's great to know that they are more locally, more nationally sourced. And I think we are now going to hear from some people up at Needlefresh on the farm who grow these gorgeous Christmas trees.
Hi, I'm Christopher Hood. I'm chairman of Needlefresh Direct, and we've been supplying Dobbies for over 15 years. Needlefresh, as a company, is responsible for marketing 800,000 trees a year within the UK. And there are, at any one time, something like 10 million trees in the ground to serve that market. I was actually the founder of Needlefresh back in 1996. And we exist entirely because if you're a Christmas tree grower and you plant your trees in a field, it takes 10 years before you finally harvested all those trees and sold them. And it's an awful lot more fun if you've got a market for them after those 10 years. So that was the idea, that Needlefresh would come up with customers who were interested in forming long-term partnerships. And that's exactly what we're doing with Dobbies. We're very lucky with Dobbies because they sell the largest range of Christmas trees available in the UK. And furthermore, they're Scottish-based. And most of the trees grown in the UK, the quality trees grown in the UK, are now grown in Scotland. So specifically, most of the trees that Dobby sell come from Inverness, and specifically in Inverness on the Black Isle, just north of the Moray Firth. And what that means is that Marcus and his team can come up to Inverness 2 or 3 times a year, discuss what they need, go through how the previous season worked, and actually look at what's coming on in the future, looking at what's going to be good, and having the benefit of picking what they're going to take at the front of the queue. They're there before everybody else. And if you're a customer and you go into a Dobby store, not only are you getting good quality trees, you're getting a really wide selection of trees. And because of that intimate link between the companies, and because we're very careful about how we actually cut, process and distribute them to Dobbies, it's almost as good as if you'd gone and cut the tree yourself up in Inverness. Those trees are fresh, they're in the garden centre, within literally 4 or 5 days of having come from the farm. It's very important to us when we're growing trees that it's done in harmony with the flora and fauna that that surrounds the trees. Christmas trees form great shelter and cover for wildlife, and they're absorbing carbon dioxide all the time they're growing. We did a study of the available research that's gone on quite recently, and the trees, as they grow each year, are absorbing hundreds of tons of carbon as they're growing. What people don't realise is that for every tree that they buy, there are 10 more trees behind it still growing in the field for the future. So it's not about that one tree that you buy and take home in terms of how much good you're doing with for the environment. It's the living, breathing fields of trees up in Inverness that are continuing that wonderful job of absorbing carbon all the time. And if people didn't go and buy their tree, those fields wouldn't be there absorbing all that carbon. So it's a huge benefit to the environment, the real Christmas tree business. Of course, the other great thing about Dobbies is if you go to buy a tree from any one of their garden centres, you've got experts, people who really understand Christmas trees. So if you're not quite sure whether you want a Nordman fir, a Norway spruce, a noble, or indeed whether you should be buying a pot-grown tree, you'll find people there that know about them. They know about the different types of tree. They know about how to look after them. And just as important, they know what to do if you want to, for example, plant your tree out in the garden after Christmas. So there's a lot of benefit in going to Dobbies to buy a tree because of the wealth of experience that they've got.
Right then, so once you've got your Christmas tree selected and it fits in your house, what are your top tips, Marcus, for keeping them looking lovely, healthy, and making sure also that it lasts? Because I, for one, like to get my Christmas tree early.
Yes. Now, it depends on your household and what the tradition is and when you're going to be setting up the tree. I think if you've got younger people or young at heart people like yourself, Daisy, that want to get set up.
Thank you, Marcus.
early setup on your Christmas displays, then you do need to really make sure that you look after your tree prior to bringing it indoors. So always get out and buy your tree as early as you possibly can. They're all cut, of course, earlier on in the season. So you can actually go out and make sure that you get the best possible tree that you're looking for that fits your home. But you don't have to bring it in straight away. So the trees, of course, they're used to being outside. They're used to the cold and wet. It's best if they're kept cold and wet. So to get it home, take the netting off. Now, we net all our trees so they're easy for people to be able to get them in their cars or on the roof rack or trailer or whatever. So get the net off because that will help the branches to relax. Then you take off, get a saw and saw off about an inch off the bottom of the tree. Now, this is to start the sap so that it will actually, you'll be able to get the sap moving again. And therefore, you need to then, as soon as you've cut it, put it into water. It's essentially a huge cut flower. So if you think about when you buy cut flowers, you cut the stems off and then you put it straight into water because then the cut flowers, or in this case, a Christmas tree, can then take up the water. So there's no point in us doing it in the garden centre for you because by the time you get it home, it'll all sealed up. So it needs to be fresh, straight into water. You can then leave it outside for as long as you want to. If you want to leave it there for a couple of days and bring it inside, or if you want to leave it, some people will be decorating maybe in the week just before Christmas. So you can leave it in a sheltered spot, but make sure it's in the open. Don't leave it in the garage, that sort of thing. It's not going to do it any good. So make sure it's outside. If it rains, it doesn't matter. You just need to remember when you want to bring it inside, dry it off a little bit because there's nothing wetter than a Christmas tree if it's been standing out in the rain. You don't want all that in the house.
There's a lot of mess then to clear up, which is never fun. I think thinking about it like a giant cut flower is so useful, isn't it? Because it does need water, it does need to be kept fresh, and it does, that will elongate its life, and it's making, you know, a nice healthy Christmas tree means that your decorations are going to look good for longer and they're not going to drop. So that water in the base as well, how often should we be topping that up, and what are some things to look for on that?
So making sure you get a stand that holds water, and a decent reservoir of water is important. Then the location of the tree, of course, not all rooms have got lots of different options. And of course, if you've got a fireplace, etc. But if you can, keep it away from a heat source. So not near a radiator, not near an open fire, etc. Keep it into the cooler part of the room. And then checking the water every couple of days. The reservoirs are quite difficult to look into, but if you just curl your finger over, you'll be able to feel whether there's water in there, and just keep it topped up so that the tree can continue to take up the water. It makes a huge difference.
Brilliant. So just some really simple things to make sure you're giving it its longest possible life. Now, after Christmas, we've loaded up on all the food, there's been presents around the tree, it's looked beautiful, it's been the centerpiece to Christmas. What should we be doing after Christmas, and how can we give it a new lease of life?
It is difficult across the whole of the UK. There are different recycling facilities, maybe councils have got different policies, etc. So because we have stores right across the UK, it is difficult to give one particular advice if you're talking about using a local council, etc. So started to think about this, and I thought, really, even doing that means that it's going to go onto a truck, it's going to go back somewhere, it's going to be chipped. Then what are we going to do with the chippings? So the most sustainable solution is to keep the tree where it is and then take it into the garden at the end of when you've finished your Christmas display, and then cut the tree down into smaller pieces. So taking all the branches off, cutting those, the bigger branches, up into several smaller pieces. Then take the whole trunk as well, saw that up with a garden tree saw. So it's really coarse teeth on it, which it will cut up really easily. And then the smaller branches, etc., they can be used to create habitat for wildlife. And they will also mulch down, they will stop weeds coming through, and they will also feed the soil over a period of time. Now, the needles do take a while to break down, but that's fine. You just let nature take its course. So areas under hedges, under larger shrubs, under trees, etc., lay those branches down. And the biggest benefit is that it gives somewhere for smaller animals, insects, etc., to shelter over winter. And the logs that you make from the tree trunk as well, just stack those up. And again, there are lots of different, there'll be toads, there'll be smaller mammals, etc., that will find shelter there. So a great little project to be doing with the family, with the kids, and we're making some good out of a product. It's given us lots of pleasure, and then it will go back into the environment over the next couple of years.
Creating those little habitats for little bugs and animals in our gardens is such a lovely idea, isn't it? Rather than putting it on the, you know, front of your house waiting for it to be collected, and then all of that energy that will be used in processing it and stuff. It's just so worth keeping it in nature, isn't it? And what about potted trees? What should we do with those?
Same sort of thing when they're in the house. So again, putting them somewhere where there isn't a heat source. They're in a soil, of course, so you can keep them easily watered. Just put a, they're in a pot cover, so you can just keep those topped up. Don't go too heavy, otherwise you'll have green water in the pots and it will start to smell. So just little and often on the watering. Then after Christmas, straight out. If it is really cold, depending on where you are in the UK, just do it gradually. So maybe move it out into a porch or something that hasn't got any heat first before it goes straight out into the cold, because it will have got accustomed to your nice warm living room. Once it's accustomed to the outside temperature, then you can decide what you want to do. Now, do you want to put it into a container so that you can appreciate it all year round on your patio? Do you want to plant it into the garden? Do you want to keep it in a smaller pot, which then means you could bring it back in for Christmas next year? So various choices there. If you're planting it out or putting it into a larger container, make sure you use John Innes compost. So John Innes number 3, soil-based compost, great for trees and conifers and things like that, and shrubs in containers. So peat-free, of course. Plant it up, and then make sure it's got plenty of drainage in the bottom of the pot before you plant it. And then just checking the watering in the first season. You can always underplant, of course, with other shrubs or bedding plants and things. If you want to keep it for next year, then you don't want to put it into too large a container, but still a little bit bigger with some fresh compost will just help it when you put on a bit of extra root. And then just keep an eye on during the year. It may try and put a great spurt of growth on, so you can prune it just to keep it nice and bushy so it keeps that lovely Christmas tree shape.
Fabulous. Lots of things to think about there. And I think also with the potted tree, it's such a good idea because sometimes you go for something a little bit smaller, a bit more manageable on the potted, and putting it on a little table or something like that is just so worth thinking about doing this year, because it means that you can look after it throughout the year, and next year, you know, you don't have to buy another Christmas tree. So it's a lovely way, lots of different ways to do Christmas trees. Before we finish, Marcus, what is your preferred Christmas tree decoration? Do you have a favourite? Do you have any, you know, family traditions?
Yeah, there's lots of inherited Christmas decorations. I think the ones I really like are bells. I think it's always nice to have bells on the Christmas tree. Robins, of course. I've always got some little birds that I put on the trees because it, where I live is in the woodlands, so it makes it look more natural. But also I got some paper stars, so something that's really nice and very cost effective, but absolutely does a really nice job. And it was made from handmade paper, but they were cut them into stars with sort of ragged edges because the paper is really coarse, and they look fantastic. Everybody that sees those, tie them on with ribbons and they look great. So again, something really nice that the kids could do, make their own different Christmas shapes. And on a bigger tree, they look great because they really use up a lot of space, and then you can put all your other baubles and things around them.
Oh, that sounds cute. And you can't beat a good bit of lighting on your Christmas tree as well. Some nice sparkles always adds a lovely finishing touch. Well, very exciting to be talking about Christmas. Thank you so much for giving us the lowdown on all things Christmas trees at Dobby's this year. I'm very excited at the thought of creating a bit of a wildlife habitat after Christmas. So I'm definitely going to be doing that. And make sure if you make one that you tag us on social media, because we would absolutely love to see those. That's all we've got time for in today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for joining us, Marcus. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Daisy, and to you.
Make sure you visit Dobby's website and our social channels, where there's loads more Christmas tips and advice. And stay tuned for the next Dobby's podcast, which is coming very soon.